The first scripture reading comes from the book of Micah, chapter 4, verses 3 to 4, and it can be found on page 864 of the Hebrew scriptures located in the front part of the Bible. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord host has spoken. The second scripture reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 14 through 21, and it can be found on page 162 of the New Testament, located in the back part of the Bible. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Our gospel reading today comes to us from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 2, starting with the 13th verse. I chose this passage because one of the big concerns of our nation today is the issue of immigration and refugees. And this is a story. So this is part of a story of the birth of Jesus and how the Holy Family became refugees in Egypt in order to stay alive. Now, after they had left, this is the wise men, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Out of Egypt I have called my son." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.